Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate. This is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibe each and every Friday and Sunday. I know that's right. I am your host, the Aura of the Chocolate Dow. Hey, y'all know I love to talk my shit. I'ma pop my shit. And you know your girl, I'm about my shit. Whether it's fashion, music, so y'all know. I'ma bring that tea on all the latest trending topics. Today, I have a very special guest stopping through. I have Atlanta's own CEO, founder of Geeks Clothing Company, Corey Big Geeks and Nathan will be in the building. But until then, y'all, I need y'all to get y'all a drink, get y'all vibe going, baby, because it's a weekend. It's my birthday weekend, and it's time to talk with chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, so as y'all see, I'm sure the shocking footage has surfaced all over the internet with little Woody getting knocked off his dirt bike in Atlanta the other night. He was seen lying on the concrete with a bloody head. He was unconscious. Some witnesses nearby ran to help. Others stood there holding their phones out, and I hate that. I really hate that. Y'all need to do better. But anyway, overnight, false reports spread like wildfires, claiming Woody had passed away. But y'all, that's definitely a rumor. That's a rumor. He is definitely still here. Thanks to God, Woody was rushed to the hospital and treated, and he is still here to this day. He did take it to his social media account, stating, God gonna protect those who do the work of the Lord. And he also thanked everyone for all of their prayers. Now, Woody has done a full 360, y'all, and been changing his life. He's been changing up everything. And it's crazy to me, it happened the night right after he spoke on Young Thug being a snitch. And that whole entire situation that's going on with all the cause of stuff being leaked, like, literally the day before, y'all. And I ain't gonna lie, this real life looked like this scene from Big Red and Jimmy and the Five Heartbeats when the truck hit Jimmy and stuff. So, it's crazy, but get well, Woody. We praying for you for a full, speedy recovery. So, y'all, Wendy Williams has been through a lot in these past 2 years, especially when it comes to her guardianship. Now, although her fans would love for her to return back on the television screens, sources tell Page Six that Wendy has reportedly moved past the phase in her life and is now focusing on being an advocate against abusive guardianship. I know that is right. Wendy wants to make a shift into her advocacy to help and give a voice to others, like non-famous people who don't have the power to speak up against the system they self. As she should. Now, I absolutely love this for her because what they doing to her is definitely not right. It's definitely not right. A whole bunch of shady stuff. It's crazy when everybody around you can't trust not one person. And it's obviously, she's definitely in her right mind. They might be having her drugged up or some crazy stuff going on, but she's definitely been in her right mind. So yes, Wendy, expose them as you should. Go ahead and expose the truth and continue to help others and be that voice. And let them get they issues and they things settled and dealt with. As you should. Okay, y'all, so I also have to send out prayers to Orlando Brown, y'all. Like, a recent live with Orlando, it currently been, like, clipped and circulating all over the social media sites. This isn't, like, a conversation to exploit, laugh at, or tear this king down. But for us to pray and intercede as the body of Christ for a soul that is lost in crying out, y'all. Like, many things were said on this live by this man, and most will blame it on, like, drugs or mental health. The root of all is demonic oppression, if anything. So we pray for him to come to the truth of repentance and surrender himself to Jesus, if anything. We pray for restoration, healing, his mind, even the demonic struggles he's holding in. He's currently bound to, or whatever the case may be, so they can be broken. In Jesus' name, amen. He really is battling a lot, y'all. And it all started with the Disney World, and more so, you know, because he's been in this entertainment world since he was younger, and he's battling a lot. So don't tear him down. Build him up. We sending out prayers to you, Orlando. You got this. You got this. Ooh, child. Just when I thought things couldn't get even more messier, here come Young Thug once again. So, as y'all know, y'all, he been going viral as hell off of him having conversations over the police phones in jail, talking about everybody and their mama in Atlanta. And all these videos, well, more so recordings, have been leaked out all over social media. He been calling Lil Baby out, quality control management. Everybody Well, today, where most of yesterday, it got put out that he was talking stuff about Glorilla. Him and his girl, Mariah the Scientist, was on the phone call, and he's calling her ugly, he's bashing her, and even threw Trippie Redd in the mix of it, too. Now, it's getting real messy in these streets, because at this point, he's talking like a female, and I don't like that. But my girl, Glorilla, did see what he said, and she made a statement. It said, he's one of them niggas that hop on in my inbox and be like, your eyes is pretty, what color is this? Certain vibes. And since then, he did make it to public side that his apology, that he didn't mean to try to bash her, he don't bash women, and he was just going through some stuff in prison at the time. Keep that energy, cause you running your mouth too crazy. You done mentioned everybody in Atlanta, it's gonna cause a bunch of drama. You gonna be losing business. At this point, you need to move out the country. You need to move out the country. And it's even more shadier because Mariah, as a woman, you ain't even try to stick up for her. You sat there and laughed in her face. I know that's your man, but still at the same time, she brung you out at her big ass concert to let you get some shine for your music. So that's corny, girl. You play your hand wrong. You gonna let this man drag you down, baby. You gonna let him drag you down. That ain't cool. Alright, I'm done talking my shit. Y'all know y'all girl Dior. I'ma talk my shit. No filter. But I did mention I have a very special guest stopping through. I have Corey Big Geesta Nathan, and he up next, y'all. So keep it locked in with your girl. Hey y'all, y'all are in the building, Talk with Chocolate. I am your host with the most, the Order Chocolate Dow, and as promised, I have my very special guest in the building. I have the one and only Corey Nathan, CEO of Geeks Clothing Company, in the building, y'all.
Yeah. That was a dope introduction.
I know that's right. Yeah. How you doing today?
I'm good. I can't complain. You know, working as usual. How you feeling?
I am doing lovely. I'm so glad to finally get you on the show and talk with me.
Definitely. Pleasure to be here.
I know that's right. So you ready to talk with Chocolate?
Let's get it in. I'm ready.
All right, let's get into it. So as a fashion designer, was this like a career field you enjoyed since like you were younger, or did that develop later on in time as you grew into your adulthood?
That's a good question. Well, as far as fashion is being an interest, it's always been something that popped to me. Being younger, I remember just I took pride in my appearance. So I wanted to come in looking good, you know, feeling good. I feel like that's associated. So, that was born early. And then once I got older, I just kind of found I had a niche, you know, for putting it together. And, so I just went on and grabbed the brands and did my thing. So yeah, it was born early.
Oh, I love that. So you was already killing it with the fashion and you grew more into it.
Absolutely.
Period. I know that's right. So let's talk about your brand, Geeks Clothing Company. What was like your inspiration behind actually creating this line? Because I've noticed myself that your promotion you do with it is always on like empowering. Mm-hmm. So like, what was the inspiration behind this?
Speaking about me personally, you know, I'm a geek myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm somebody that kind of sees the value and just, you know, tapping into your mind. So like I say, with that early, manifestation of a fashion interest, paired alongside my personality, it was just like a, you know, no brainer. I said, well, let's do the mission, you know, through the clothing. Let's try to push that narrative through, you know, appearance and taking pride in, you know, how you look, but at the same time, understanding who you are. So,
I love that.
Yeah. That's where the brand was born for real.
I love that. So it's like being true to yourself and wearing it.
That's right. You got to show people. I say, let's change the perception one impression at a time. So that means, you know, anytime you step correct and show your full self.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That is so awesome. Cause like to me, like fashion
Can most definitely impact a person, especially even mental health, and people don't not aware of that. Because like it offers the opportunity for like self-expressing, boosting confidence, promoting self-creativity, and all those type of things. So your motto fits so perfectly. Like how do you come up with the certain slogans that you put on your shirts and things to be able to make the customers be like, oh yeah, I need that?
Well, I just, I pay attention to the people. I pay attention to the climate and the environment. And I just kind of try to see what's needed. Supply and demand, you know, it doesn't also apply to products and business, but it also applies to mental state and, you know, what people need to hear. So when I, you know, when I come up with that, I just think about, well, I feel like this will help somebody. I feel like no matter where they at, if they see this slogan or they see this design, I want it to be able to touch people and be relatable. So I just pay attention. I just listen.
I love that. That's so much positive vibes, y'all. I hope y'all hear this. And make sure y'all check out this brand. Okay, so is your brand for women, men, who can look and go get some of this?
Everybody. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you do. That's the beauty about my brand. You know, it's a universal brand. No matter who you are, no matter what area, no matter what field you're in, if you've mastered that and you know what it is and you know yourself, then it's the brand for you. So men, women, kids, anybody, y'all tap in because this is for you.
And since it's the fall time, I know y'all got some fire. You got some jogging suits or what you got for the fall time coming out? When can we expect the fall merchandise to be dropping?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked that one. So, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing some drops. I'm going to be throwing some promos out and, letting people know what we got coming. But we definitely got some, sweatsuits that's always going to be on the product list. And, we're making the transition into some casual wear too. So,
make sure
you guys for that. Cause, you know, we're trying to suit up and boot up, man. You know, if we're going to step, we're going to step in our arenas. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. And where can we purchase this? Let them know where you can purchase these clothing at.
So at the moment, my website is under construction, but with that drop, that's going to collide with the reestablishment of the site. But right now you can reach out to me on social media. All platforms is the same. That's Geeks Clothing Co. It don't matter what you search. That's going to be me. So look out and holler at me in the DMs. I'm going to make sure I get you right. Everything I got is listed in this product. The images are up. So holler at me on that.
Yes. I don't know about y'all, but me, y'all love the fall time. I love me a nice hoodie and some sweatpants, so I definitely will be reaching out. Please have me something in pink.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Gotcha. Ain't no pressure. I can do that.
Okay, so if you could choose one item from your collection, past or present, what would you say would be like one of your signature pieces that everyone needs to go get right now?
Well, me, my personal favorite would have to be the Phoenix t-shirt that I have. That design is just so personal to me, you know, cause it represents rebirth, you know, it represents coming in and redoing whatever you need to come back and do. Cause sometimes, you know, we make mistakes or whatever, but, you can always burn and come back anew. So the Phoenix t-shirt, that's very dope. You can definitely find
that
on
the page. From the spring collection.
It is. It's on the spring collection.
Yes, I like that word. I seen that.
Yeah, but we're going to throw them on some hoodies and stuff too. So we ain't going to just leave y'all in the spring. We're going to bring it around to the cold for you too.
Oh, yes. Y'all heard that. Go get that. ASAP, yeah. Like right now. Okay. So like, what are some of the clothing brands that you love outside of yours, like growing up, that could have helped influence what you started with your own?
Well, back in the day, I kept it real, you know, classic as far as the streetwear. So, you know, you had your Nietzsche's, you had your Pelly Pellys, you know, you had your Jabos. I'm from Atlanta, so that's how we was moving. But as far as other brands that just kind of inspired me as far as, you know, like the artwork and stuff, like when Platinum FUBU dropped, when, that was pretty dope to me, you know, just having the characters and, that action on the design, that was dope. So that's what inspired me to have my own character. I got the Geekster character too. So, yeah, those were some of the brands I was dealing with. I kept it real, you know, real simple, real player.
Oh, you took it way back. I forgot all about Platinum FUBU, but they did have them fire characters.
Yeah. Iceberg too. Can't forget about Iceberg. They used to go crazy.
Yes, I love that. I used to love, I ain't gonna lie, I was an apple bottom girl.
Okay.
Apple bottom and the baby fat vibe. Yeah. But I definitely stayed in FUBU, Coogi, all that.
Okay, Coogi. Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah,
all right,
I used to bring the sweater dresses back.
Man,
with the matching hat. With the matching hat.
Come on. You got to take
it. Yes. We need something like that back, especially for this weather.
For real. Because it get cold now, but. Yeah.
Okay, so with your brand, I've seen you've done plenty of events, pop-up shops, and things of that nature. Have you thought about putting on, like, your own fashion show or, like, working with models in fashion shows as well?
Yes, I have, actually. I have been speaking with some people, some different organizations and businesses as far as trying to organize something like that in the past. But I'm going to do it again in the future. We just got to get everything lined up. But, yeah.
Nice.
I did an event. I was a part of a fashion show. It was one of my first events, actually, where it was, like, showcased for real. And I enjoyed the vibes. I enjoyed the whole, you know, people being able to, like, see it in person, touch it, see it on people. So, yeah, definitely in the works. Definitely in the works. So anybody that hear this that may want to work with, come holler at me. We definitely going to get that going.
Y'all heard him. Tap in, any type of work. Geeks Clothing Company, for sure.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, so if you could work with any celebrity and they hit you up like, hey, I need you to design this and this for me, who would you want to work with?
As far as a celebrity, let me see. Any category, actor, music, anybody?
Any category in the world.
Okay. Shoot. I guess I'd say Andre 3000 for real.
Ooh, that'd be fire.
Yeah, Andre 3000. Cause he dropped the clothing line before. And it was dope. It was like, you know, it was collegiate. It was prestigious. It was almost more so like the Ivy League look. And, I like to merge with him and kind of bring those ideas back to life because that was pretty dope. I just think it was like the timing was a little off, but people didn't receive it correctly. But I think if he did that again, especially with Atlanta coming back with the futuristic swag and, you know, the whole polo and white boy swag, and I think we can merge that back in and then we can bring that upscale look back. So, yeah, 3000, I think we can do something, man.
Oh, that would be so fire.
Yeah.
Andre 3000, you heard that. On Talk with Chocolate. We looking for a collab. We need some of that fire merch for the men. Come with that swag.
I'm telling.
Period. Okay, so like when it comes to planning out your different designs, do you do everything yourself or do you like have a team? Do you do the graphics and the printing and all of that, or is it more so a team collaboration?
Well, more so in the beginning, I was doing everything myself, making all the logos, the designs, slogans, everything. Here recently, I tapped in with a brother by the name of Mir. I met him through another source and he helped me out with some of my later designs. So, shout out to Mir. But yeah, it's just been me and Mir this so far.
That's fire.
Yeah, yeah. I like to be creative, you know, the whole AI, you know, let it do it for you thing. I'm not really with that. I like for you to use your mind and see what come out. You know what I mean? So gonna keep it original this way.
So like, do you actually have like to draw the things out first before you put them on the shirts?
Some of them. So with some of them, you'll draw them out. You may draw it out and then you'll have somebody to kind of like digitalize it for you. If you want a graphic or whatever, but some of these apps, you know, it gives you the ability to go in and, you know, customize different things yourself. So you play around with some of these apps and programs, you know, you can do it yourself. Yeah.
Oh, that's fire. You know, this technology, they didn't change so much. You could do so much. With me, I'm like a hands-on. I want to be able to sit and draw it out myself.
I like
to do it like that. I don't know why.
That's dope. Nah, because that make it the most original. Can't nobody duplicate that. So, yeah.
Yeah, cause I'd be nervous. Like, ooh, if I make it on here, what if it get somebody find it or something? You don't never know with AI.
Nah, for real. Because you don't know where it's pulling all that from. Yep. Like, dang, where you get this face from to make this prompt?
Yeah, I'd be nervous. Right. Okay. So do you have any words of advice, encouragement to give to my viewers looking into getting the fashion field or even on the mental health aspect of trying to like overcome getting into the field?
Just, you know, stay true to yourself and don't be afraid to reach out to, you know, people that you see are successful in your field. I see that it's important to kind of pay attention because, you know, a lot of times you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You just need to put your spin on it. Mm-hmm. Put no pun intended. But like, yeah, a lot of things have already been done and a lot of people know how to do it. And when you get into something, you want to see what the blueprint is and then see how you could apply your swag, see how you could surpass the levels and the standards that have already been set and then trust yourself. So do your research and rely on you. It start in the heart. So just keep it real and you'll be good.
I understand that. I feel that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Okay. So like when it comes to like the fashion world, from when you started up to now, how do you see like the fashion changing or growing of like, oh, do I need to switch up to match this style? Or do you just stay with how you feel things should go?
Me personally, I stay with things how it should go. As far as my core, I do make it available for the trends and the different things because fashion is constantly evolving. It's repetitious, you know, things that you see go, it's going to come back. So a lot of times I try to stay true to what I like, but then I learned too that you can't do that all the way across the board. You got to offer things that other people like as well. Cause like I say, it's always changing. So, a little bit of both. I want to keep those original designs, those original day one. Oh, I remember that pieces. And then I also want to evolve into those. Wow. He's on this now pieces. So yeah, a little bit of both.
That's fire. So like, do you consider it more challenging to create clothing for children or the adults?
I say it's more challenging for the adults.
Really?
because in this day and age, a lot of people are following what the kids are doing in fashion. You know, it's kind of backwards. They doing the crop tees, they're doing the flares, they're doing the oversize now. When, you know, I'm starting to see the kids do it more, but like I say, it's repetitious. So that was kind of drawn from a past look too. They just kind of merge in styles. So yeah, it's harder for adults, but you know, like I said, I'm gonna keep them classic looks going. And when we transition into this formal casual look, you know, you'll have more mature options as well. So.
Right. Oh yeah, I love that. Cause now all like designers and brands make clothing for both adults and kids all the time. So I love that you include everybody. Whole family gonna be dressed up. I love that.
That's right.
Okay. So what's next to come with your brand or yourself? What you got coming up?
Well, I got a couple events coming up. September the 18th, I will be on the South Side with it, with a good friend of mine, Carisha the Diva. She has a show. She's going to be in the gym. Yeah, she's going to be out there with Michael Montana and a lot of different other local people. So I'm going to be set up with my table. The merch will be available. That's going to be September the 18th. That's going to be dope. That's at the Essence Lounge. So if you pay attention to my page, I will be posting promo about that. That's my next event coming up. As far as the brand itself, like I say, I'm just working on this formal casual because I want to come out right. I want people to see this and be like, yeah, that was the right move. So we in here cooking.
I cannot wait.
Absolutely. It's coming.
Yes. I appreciate you so much for stopping through. I know you be busy getting your grind on, but I truly appreciate it today.
Definitely. I appreciate you having me.
No problem. But do me a favor before you leave and plug in all your socials so everybody can go follow you.
Say less. So when we talking Facebook, you can look me up. I'm on everywhere. Facebook, Geeks Clothing Company, everywhere else, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, anywhere else is going to be at Geeks Clothing Co. You can also hit me up on the email, geeksclothing@yahoo.com. Hey, it's a lot of different ways. So reach out to me, talk to me, and let's work.
I know that's right. Any more positive words from our viewers before we close out?
I guess I'll leave them with my favorite quote. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep letting them folks know. He who sweats the most during practice bleeds the less during war. Make sure y'all prepare. Make sure y'all ready for whatever may come your way, and you're going to get through it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Period. All right. Now that completes my show for today. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl for the weekend. Huge shout out to my special guest, Corey Big Geeks and Nathan, for stopping through. Make sure y'all go run and purchase y'all some items from his collection. I know I got my cart ready. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to get my stuff going on for the fourth time, baby. This is Talk with Chocolate, Crown Radio. Y'all know the vibe. Each and every Sunday and Friday, I'm your host, The Order Chocolate Dow. Have a good weekend, y'all. Be safe. It's my birthday